Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I just have a question. Because when I look it up, you know, it says several things. I took the second Moderna one yesterday. Had no problems with the first one. And I never have problems with vaccines or never get sick or whatever. And I have like 101.8, headache and all. And when you look it up to see about, you know, taking ibuprofen and so forth, it said not to take it prior, you know, to having it. And then it says check with your health care provider before taking it. I mean, is it okay to take it? You know, I don't want to do anything to hurt the vaccine, you know, where it won't work.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I can't give you medical advice. The only thing I can do is give you a number to call a nurse, or you can file a report with the directly with the CDC. But really, the best thing is going to be to call your doctor.
Well, I didn't get it at my doctor's office. I got it one of these little duck in the box things, you know.
Right. Yes.
So, and I'm a teacher. Yeah, and I'm a teacher, so you know. And some of the students were saying, "Oh, it makes you feel like you have the flu." And I thought, "Oh no, not me. I don't even remember the last time I had fever." But
I have heard a good many people with the second shot, it's made them feel this way.
Oh really? Like a headache. I mean, I'm thinking, I don't remember what the flu feels like because I've taken the flu shot, but I bet this is it. You know.
Dang. Well, would you like one of the numbers? Well, the only thing with these numbers to these nurses, they're only available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, so that's not really going to do you much good. But
Well, I guess I can call that crazy place that I took it, you know, which, you know.
That's what I would do.
And they weren't even taking it. You know how so many people are afraid of it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would call them.
Okay. My husband said he's got fever, too. I'm just like, okay, great.
Well, you guys are just a pair this morning, aren't you?
I mean, I'm just like, this is just absolutely crazy. And I got to put my parents in because, you know, they weren't sure they could, you know, do it, put it in. And I called them, told them, okay, I got y'all in. And I'm thinking, maybe it's because I didn't sleep well, you know, and I've got to get up. I didn't want to miss theirs, of course, you know. No, I don't think that's it. I don't think it's lack of sleep.
Probably not.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess I'll just call that lovely place and just see if, I just wonder if I can take an ibuprofen, but you can't answer that.
No, ma'am. I cannot. I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. All right, then. Well, thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I hope we were able to help. If you need any more information, you can visit the adph.org website or the cdc.gov.
Well, I think it's just normal, though, from what you're saying, it's normal.
No, I don't know if it's normal, but I have heard other people that have had that once they had the second vaccination, that it made them feel that way. So,
yeah,
like the first one really didn't do anything, but the second one made them feel bad.
Yeah, I'm just shocked. Yeah, shocked. Okay, all right then. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you too. Okay. Bye bye.